Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is so beautiful out there. I'm just looking out at Lake Michigan and the river and those trees that are dotting right on the sides are beautiful. They're yellow, they're red, they're green, so many colors. And we're going to find out all about our autumnal colors with Tim Johnson, Chicago Botanic Garden Senior Horticulture Director. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
All right. I have to tell you, I have lived here my whole life, and I have seen some beautiful autumns, but I feel like this year the colors are much more vivid than I ever remember. Is that true? Am I imagining it? What's going on?
I think you're correct on that. On my way into work this morning, I was just noticing all the trees are really lit up. This is a great week to get out and look at all the different colors, and we can thank a good growing season, a good weather that's bringing out the better colors for us this year.
So that was my question to you. What actually triggers these changing leaf colors?
Well, the first thing that kind of gets the process going is that the trees are reacting to longer nights. So as the days get shorter, it triggers the trees, shrubs, and all to produce less chlorophyll, which is the green that you see during the season. So as there's less green, less chlorophyll produced, then it unmasks the other pigments, and thus you start seeing the colors that are coming out now.
All right, this is probably a difficult question. It would be for me. I hope I'm not stumping you here. But if you're looking at a tree, there is, like, for instance, I saw a yellow tree, and it looked like where the sun hit the very top of it, it was red. Does that have anything to do with where the sun hits the tree and what color it is?
It's more of the pigments that particular tree has that are there. And so you're going to get the best color in years when there hasn't been a lot of stress during the growing season, you know, warm, rainy spring, no droughts during the summer. Then as you go into fall, the best color is going to come when you have bright, sunny, warm days and cool nights. And so I think the color difference you might be seeing might be more of how the sun's hitting the tree at that time.
Okay.
I'm seeing the colors in the trees in my backyard almost change during the different times of day as I look at them. So I think that's more of a function of the time of day and the sun.
And why? Does it just depend on what species? Is that what a tree is? What type of tree it is, whether or not it's a yellow or a red or an orange leaf?
Correct. That has a big impact on it. Then, again, as it comes back around to weather. Anthocyanins create more of the red, the violet colors that you'll see. And so in autumns, when you've got those bright, sunny days and cool nights, there's more sugars trapped in the leaves. And then those sugars then create the anthocyanins, which create more red tones. And obviously, some trees are going to have a lot more anthocyanin, the red pigments, naturally, but it creates more vivid colors. And so what you're probably seeing now is, again, it's linked to the great weather we've had, which is increasing the color, the strength of the pigments that are there.
I imagine it's pretty beautiful at the Chicago Botanic Gardens right now because we seem to have had a really wonderful summer. It wasn't very drought-filled. I know water was a little scarce for a while, but it just seemed like everything was on an even keel this year.
Correct. We had a little bit of a dry spell, but it really wasn't droughty, so it really didn't create a lot of stress on the trees. And the great thing about Chicago Botanic Garden is just the diversity of plant material that's here. So there's a wide range of colors, from reds to oranges to yellows to tans to browns. And even myself, I find in the fall the different shades of tan and browns are actually quite nice, too. And it's not just that the trees and shrubs have color, but a lot of the perennials are coloring up nicely now, too. And hosta can actually have quite a nice yellow fall color on it. So I think we shouldn't kind of slight some of the perennials and grasses that are out there that add quite a bit of interest to the fall display.
You know, I didn't plan this, Tim, but I have a wildflower garden in my backyard, and I have a fringe tree, which I love. It creates these white fronds that look like fringe that smell really beautifully sweet. They only last very quickly, like a week or two in the spring, but now that tree has turned from green to this beautiful yellow, and it's next to a privet bush, which is green. So I have a lot of different colors in my backyard. It looks really good.
Yeah, and you must be a gardener if you've got a fringe tree. That's one that you don't see that often. It's a great treat.
Yeah, it is really nice. Let me just ask you while I have you. I know that it's best to plant native flowers, ones that thrive in our area. I have goldenrod that I don't even know how it got in my yard. I think it blew from somewhere else, and now it's taking over. Is now a good time after it's bloomed to take some out to share? I want to trade with my neighbor for some bee balm.
Certainly, that'd be a great time to do that. You'll find that even some of our natives can will need some checking sometimes because they'll take things over. But this is a great time to do that.
So after it's already bloomed.
Yeah, and it's starting to get to be a little bit on the late side to be dividing, but I'm a pretty aggressive gardener, so I still go for it.
Okay, and I have a cornelian cherry tree in my front yard that has already bore fruit. It bears fruit. What's the past tense of that? Oh, yeah, it bore cherries already. Can I trim that back now that it's already come to fruit?
Typically, yeah, at this time of year, I usually wait till winter to do the structural pruning. It's okay now, but it still has some leaves on it. But I generally think now is the winter or late winter when temperatures are a bit better, you know, in that February-March window for doing the dormant pruning of trees and shrubs. That's a great time to get in the garden and work on structure. And you can also do more dramatic rejuvenation pruning at that time, too. So that's my preferred time. It's okay now, but I prefer to do it more late winter.
Okay, that's a good idea. And I do leave my Annabelle hydrangeas up for the winter because I like seeing that against the snow, just the dried flower heads on there. That's okay to do too, right?
That's how I maintain my garden, and I don't cut my perennials back in the fall either because I like to have winter interest. So I pretty much leave everything up in my garden over winter. And one general kind of rule you could apply is if a perennial looks bad, to cut it back. And one example of that would be hosta. Hosta tends to kind of melt, so to speak, once it gets frozen hard and just flattens out. So that's a plant you could cut back. But everything else I just leave up for the winter. And the other thing I do that's probably different than many gardeners is I let fall leaves kind of blow into the beds and serve as a natural mulch, and I leave it there during the summer too.
See, I do that too, but I thought that was just being lazy and not getting the blower out. But it's actually kinda good, right?
I look at it two ways. I like how it looks. It's more of a natural look. I think it's good for the environment to kind of recycle nutrients naturally. And then the big benefit is it saves time because I don't have a lot of time to garden at home, so it's a time saver too.
Well,
and even
perfect.
For leaves on my lawn, I use a mulching mower. And so I don't rake leaves off the grass. I just mow over them and grind them up.
He's the senior horticulture director at the Chicago Botanic Gardens. So you heard Tim Johnson. You don't have to leaf blow this year.
The one thing that costs you, though, is I have a lot of oak trees in my yard. And sometimes I have to remove just a few leaves because you don't want to cover your lawn over winter with ground up leaves,
right?
Then you'll kill your grass. So there's a point you can go too far, but again, it's a different look. It's a more natural look, and not everyone's into that, but that's how I like to manage my garden.
Well, I appreciate all the tips, and thank you so much for letting us know. We're going to see one of the prettiest falls we've seen in a while. Thank you so much, Tim.
Enjoy the day.
You as well.